Super Trooper earlier on, but that was the best-selling single for ABBA for 1980 and stands at number 16 on the best-selling top 40 singles chart. Winner Takes It All from ABBA got to number one for 2 weeks in August of last year. Don McLean stands at
number 15.
I was alright.
You call it by the big O, Roy Orbison, of course, but Don McLean had a terrific hit with that, Crying, in, let me see, June and July, wasn't it, of last year. Got to number one for 3 weeks. Originally recorded by the big O, Roy Orbison, of course, but Don McLean had a terrific hit with that, Crying, in, let me see, June and July, wasn't it, of last year. Got to number one for 3 weeks and stands at number 15. No crying on Radio 1, though.
It's the happy, happy sound of Radio 1.
And the Jam stand at
number 14.
Going underground, that's the Jam, and it went in straight at number one and lasted there for 3 weeks in March of last year. Blondie's best-selling single of the year stands at
number 13.
The Tide Is High. Number one for 2 weeks in November last year. That's Blondie, The Tide Is High. And that stands at number 13. In June, a re-release from 1970 suddenly went to number one and stayed there for 3 weeks. In our best-selling 1980 singles chart, The Mash are at
number 12.
Through early morning fog I see vision to
one of the most commercial and possibly at the same time one of the most controversial hits of the year, and perhaps one of my favourite records of the year, The Mash, theme from Mash, Suicide Is Painless. That got to number one for 3 weeks in June and at number 12 in the best-selling singles charts of 1980. Let's go to
number 11.
And here are Madness. Got to number three for 2 weeks in October of last year. That's Madness and Baggy Trousers. Right now, here comes 1980's top 10 selling singles.